If you had some swampy kind of water, swampy kind of land, and you want to get that water off, you'd say we are. You'd send some men out there to dig a thing, you know, to get the water out, and you'd say they are whatting the swamp. Whatting the water off.
Mooring the water off.
What?
Mooring the water off.
Okay. Let's see. If sometimes when you pour water off of vegetables, you say you got to what the vegetables. You know, if you're cooking them.
Cook the vegetables.
Okay, if you're cooking the vegetables, you got a bunch of water on, and you want to eat them, and you want to get rid of the water. Yeah. So you have to pour the water out, or you'd say I'm
doing pouring the water off.
Okay, would you ever use another word besides pour?
Pouring.
Yeah.
Would I use another word?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Emptying.
Okay. If somebody came and took the gasoline out of your tank of your motorcycle some night when you weren't looking, you'd say they did what with the gasoline? Or other than stole it, you might say they what it out of the tank.
They emptied it out of the tank.
Okay, okay. Okay, back to the swamp, okay? They dug a thing to get the water to flow out of the swamp, okay? And what would you call that thing that they dug?
A trench. Trench.
Okay, okay. What would you call... Do you have a name for a shallow arm of the sea that comes in? Do you have a name for anything like that?
No.
Okay. What about just a tidal stream? Do you have a name for anything like that?
Tidal stream?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Okay, say you got a valley, a real narrow valley, and it's real deep, and it was cut by water rushing through. Sometimes it's dry and sometimes it's got water in the bottom of it. But it's cut by this water rushing through, and it's out like in a field or out in the woods or something like that. And it might be, say, 10 feet deep. What would you call that?
10 foot deep?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a thing?
I don't know. What would you call it? Nothing.
Would you ever call it a wash or a ravine or a hollow or a gully or a gulch or a draw?
No.
Okay. Say there had been a heavy rainfall and you got a dirt road, you know, and there's a little thing like this just cut across the road, maybe about this deep. What would you call that?
About how deep?
Like this.
What I call it?
Uh-huh.
A dip.
Okay. And it's only about this wide, though.
A hole.
Okay. Okay. What all kinds of fresh flowing water is there?
Stream water, spring water.
Okay.
And rain water.
Okay, so water flows in the spring, it flows in the stream, and it flows in the Guadalupe, what?
River.
Okay, and what else is there besides streams and rivers? And
Woodlawn Stream, Woodlawn, you know, different lakes, I guess.
Okay, is there another word that you use for stream?
Trench.
Okay, it's...
Go ahead.
What are the names of some things like that, other than the rivers around here?
What are some other names for them? They got creeks and alleys, stream valleys, and...
An alley? Is there something water?
Stream alleys, yeah.
Stream alley. What's a stream alley?
Well, it's a little narrow alley where water just comes right down the alley. And they got the facilities where it comes down the, straight down the stream.
Oh, is it man-made kind of?
Yes, it's man-made, but sometimes they're not man-made. They just run straight down, the back alley.
I get it. Yeah. Okay.